260 Dugout Podcast is sponsored by McMahon's Best One Auto, GSP Hitting, and Old Fort Baseball Company.
Yeah. DC. Turn the lights on the diamond. Man. This that 260 Dugout. Mic up, DC in the chair, talking for Wayne Dirt. Red clay in the air, from the sandlot days. Scrape knees, hand-me-down gloves to park few nights. Packed seats, hometown love, Summer City Sluggers, little homies with a dream. Right. Little league lines, chalk bright, fresh seams. Ask the guests how it started, how they carried the doubt. Now they legends in the making on the 260 Dugout. Yeah, it's that 260 Dugout. Pull up, let the stories come out. From the cages to the lights, that's what we about. Four ain't on the cow, we ain't never gonna bow out. 260 Dugout.
Say it.
260 Dugout.
Louder.
From the kids to the pros, that's the route. Every dream gets a swing in the 260 Dugout.
DC Hendricks here with the 260 Dugout Podcast. Of course, this interview with the Northrop Bruins to preview the 2026 high school baseball season took place at the first ever Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. Although since then, the Bruins have already played one game and a score of 12-2, they fell to the Homestead Spartans. And the game was a lot closer than the final score as the Bruins hung in there for a little while. But the Bruins have played a game since then, and I did want to highlight as well, five players on this year's Bruins team will be playing and already committed to playing college baseball. So here was my interview with the Northrop Bruins at High School Baseball Media Day. All right, we're still here broadcasting live from Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. We moved on from the Northside Legends, staying in the SAC. Now we have the Northrop Bruins baseball team. Who am I joined by? I got a few players that I'm joined by right now. They look sharp, got the nice little crew necks on, look like they're about to stretch my legs, actually. Kind of like athletic trainers, but I was picking on them a little bit. But I know these are some really talented players. I've seen a couple of them play already. So who am I joined by today?
I'm Malachi Williams. I'm a pitcher, slash utility, and I'm a senior.
My name is Dylan Todd. I'm an outfielder and bullpen pitcher. I'm a senior.
Evan DeSouza. I'm a senior. I play third base and second base.
I love it. Yeah. So what's your guys' excitement level? What are you excited for this season?
I'm excited to play. I'm always ready to play.
Always ready to play the game. How long have you been playing?
Ever since I was four.
T-ball?
Yeah.
T-ball. All right. So, yeah, you've been playing. You play any travel ball or anything?
I played travel ball last year, but I'm not going to play this year.
Smart. Save that money. So what are some things you're excited about, Daniel?
I'm excited for the new Northrop. I think we're going to be better this year.
I'm just excited to hit the ball, maybe hit some tanks this year.
Ooh, hit some tanks. Okay, that was going to be my next question. You've already led to it. That's good. You're making my job easier. So personal goals for this season?
I want to lead the team in hits, batting average. I'd like to get a couple knocks this year, a couple bombs.
I think I want to raise that batting average from the summer. I want to go up to 400. I want to hit the fours.
Wow, okay. What about you, Malachi?
I'm going to try and keep the batting average good. I was around 379 last year, so I'm going to try and get under a 3 ERA and get my first home run this year.
I love it. That's some good things to aim for. So describe yourself as a ball player. What are some of your greatest strengths?
I feel like my biggest strength is probably my speed. I'm pretty fast. I think I had around 22 stolen bases last year. So
wow.
I think it'd be my speed in the outfield. I feel like I get to the ball real quick. And then also my average, like, contact of the ball. I feel like I can find ways to get on base.
I'd have to say my bat. Pretty good. I thought I led the team in doubles last year for a good bit. Also hit my first bomb last year, too.
Team's laughing at you. Do you know what's so funny? You know what they're laughing at?
Not really.
Y'all want to fill us in?
He seems a little nervous. He don't seem prepared for today. So I think he needs to get together a little bit.
I asked him before if you guys were nervous. He did say he was nervous. So he did warn me. So do you happen to know anybody named Javi DeJesus?
Yeah, that is my dad. Yes.
I assume so. How is it playing? You know, I'm sure he's very excited for you this season as well.
Yes, sir. Playing under him, he's been my coach almost my whole life. You guys can stop laughing over there. Crashed out on me a few times, especially past 2 years. But no, he's always been a great coach. He's treated me, I'd say, harsher than other players.
I've been there, man. It's tough. It's tough being a dad and coaching your son. So I understand. You know, he doesn't mean any harm. I promise you.
Yeah.
So don't take it. Don't take it too personal.
I mean, yeah. He's a great coach. That's really all I gotta say. He's fair. Always respectful.
Yeah, and definitely the baseball runs in the bloodline. I know I've seen you play a couple times, so I'm looking forward to seeing you hit a couple bombs this year, man. So, all right, describe the team. You know, I know you guys got a nice camaraderie for the team. Describe some of your some of the other players that you guys play with that you think people need to watch for.
I would say, all right, we just got a transfer. His name's Tristan Schultz. I think he's going to be one of our better pitchers this year. He's got a pretty good curveball, so I think he'll be all right and a good addition to the team.
I'd have to say Uriel. He's a great outfielder we just picked up also. He's got a good bat, good power, really strong, and he is a good addition to our outfield.
I love it. I want to ask you, but I don't want to make you nervous. You got anybody?
Yes, sir. Marco Black, he's going to be our second baseman this year. Junior, sophomore. Okay, my bad. I mean, on the shorter side, but got a great bat, good arm. I think he's definitely going to help us out.
I love it, man. I'm excited for you guys. I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you guys. I don't live too far, so I'm going to be pulling up to that baseball field watching you guys steal some bases and hit some tanks. All right, thanks for coming on, boys.
Thank you, sir.
Still broadcasting live here at Northeast Indiana High School Baseball Media Day. Still continuing the Northrop Bruins coverage here, and we got the two coaches joining us here. We got Coach Connor Adams. What's going on, Coach?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. How you doing, Coach? What's your name?
I'm Coach Graff. How you doing?
Coach Graff. I'm doing good. Glad to have you guys here today. So tell me about your team. I mean, what are we expecting to see for the Bruins this season? Tell me a little bit about them.
Well, we got a lot of returners this year. Big junior class, now senior class. Expecting big things. We had a rough year last year, and I'm hoping they took it and learned from it and made the difference to get better this year.
Absolutely. Going off what Coach Adams was saying, you know, a lot of returning guys. We got some younger guys coming up, you know, getting some playing time as well. Hopefully, you know, they take what they saw last year, and you know, we don't let it happen again. So.
I love it. Yeah, and so tell me a little bit about the boys I just talked to. We were joking before we started recording here. I had a lot of fun with them, just to say the least. Great group of boys I just got done talking to. Tell me a little bit about the boys I just talked to.
Awesome kids. They're going to be leaders for us this year, both on and off the field. They're great academically, great people, just really overall talented individuals. Dylan Todd committed to Indiana Tech. Malachi Williams just committed to Bryan Stratton over in Ohio. And
nice.
Evan DeJesus just committed to Defiance College.
Nice.
So they're going to be leading us in that aspect and just coming out, just being great leaders on and off the field.
Yeah, all three of those guys, great dudes on the field, better dudes off the field. And like what we were saying, you know, they just rub off each other, you know. And, you know, they're leaders and they're just good overall dudes. So can't wait for them to get started on the season.
I love it, yeah. So you mentioned that, you know, you guys may not have, you know, reached expectations for last year. So, you know, what were you telling the guys coming into this year? I know it's hard around this time of year. I probably haven't got outside but a couple of times. I know it's hard to do some things outside and living here. But what are some things you're telling these guys, you know, going into this season to try to lift their spirits and get them ready for this year?
Well, I mean, going into last year, we knew it was going to be a little rough. A whole new staff, graduated 12 seniors from the year before.
Wow.
So we had a whole new varsity team last year. We had a whole new varsity and JV coaching staff. This year, they know what to expect from us. We know what to expect from them. We know how to push them. And we just know how to coach them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's all, you know, take advantage of every opportunity that they get. You know, so being around here, you know, getting stuck inside a majority of the off season, it's whenever we can get outside, take advantage of it. It's a live rep every time. And, you know, that's kind of what we put into them. So
I always love getting to know coaches and like their background, you know, leading up to this position. So tell me a little bit, describe your coaching style, you know, how you coach your boys, and if you had any coaching jobs before this one.
So I moved up to Fort Wayne about 2021. Started actually coaching. I was a volunteer with Coach Ginder over at Carroll.
Oh, nice.
For a year. And then after that year, I moved over to coach with Coach Bannon at Northrop as an assistant for 2 years. And then I got the head job as of last year. Just like to calm, be approachable, and just be someone that they can talk to, confide in, trust in, and play hard for.
Yeah, so this is my first coaching job.
Nice.
My first year was last year. I got the call from Coach Adams. I was down in Indy, but him and I played college ball together, so that, I think that's kind of what made him give me the call. And ever since then, man, it's been a lot of fun, you know, getting to coach with him. He was my roommate, so we just kind of rub off each other too. So, you know, that's kind of how our coaching styles are. We want good dudes overall. Good dudes on the field, good dudes off the field, and I think that's why we, you know, get along so well. So
I love it. You didn't even mention you play college ball, Coach. So tell me where you guys played. I want to know.
We played together at a couple different places.
You guys just following each other?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, what was it? We played JC together, and then we finished up in town here at St. Francis. And nice. It's just been, you
Coach
know,
Butch?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then,
this is my guy.
It's just been steady flowing ever since. So
we went to rival high schools.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and then followed each other in college.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So known each other for
what?
Since like 2012.
Oh, wow. Man, oh yeah. Something like that, yeah. It's been a good
just
time.
Enjoying the ride together.
That's good. That sounds like you guys will have a lot of, you know, obviously camaraderie, you know, coaching the boys this season. I'm very excited for you guys. I really am. You know, it's just we need more SAC. We need to get these people out to these games more, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys are on the right track. So I appreciate you guys for coming on. Good luck this season. I think you guys are going to have a great season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.
If you're listening right now, I want you to picture this scenario. You're on your way to practice or running late for a game. We all do it. You hop in the car, you get it started. Just like that, boom. Tire pressure light comes on. Brakes start squeaking. Dashboard lights up like the stadium lights on a Friday night. But don't stress. Relax. Take it to McMahon's Best One Auto. They got you from quick oil changes and flat tire repairs to brakes, alignments, and engine diagnostics. And just like that, they'll get you back on the road fast. That way you don't miss practice, the game, or hanging out with your friends. With 8 locations in Fort Wayne, New Haven, Lima, Ohio, and Bryan, Ohio, McMahon's Best One's got your back. So why wait? Schedule your appointment today at McMahon'sBestOneTire.com. McMahon's Best One, keeping you ready for game day.